Here we are. It's another Monday, and you're listening to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, and glad to be your host for the next 5 minutes as we try to lighten your load a little bit today. And doing that, we're going to start telling you about Tri-State Livestock News.
Tri-State Livestock News. Dive into the world beyond the pasture with Tri-State Livestock News. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders. Immerse in the thrill of rodeo news and explore exciting upcoming events. With a focus on everything from grain to performance horses, they are the rancher's weekly Bible. It's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News.
Kim, I have a few more of those why and becauses, some explanations of different sayings. I'm going to share those. What are you going to share?
I have a piece called Sandhill Savior that was just given to us last week.
Why don't you start with that?
All right. Again, it's Sandhill Savior, and Glenda Amsbury of Valentine, Nebraska delivered this to us. In the sandhills of Nebraska stands a monument of wills, where man has staked his claim to them blowin', rollin' hills, where the buffalo once scattered in the bunch grass, belly deep, a white-faced calf contented, sucks his mama half asleep. But you cannot know the beauty or appreciate the past unless you know the reason cows could stay and man could last. For humankind is greedy and the babies need to eat. So to the rancher farmer fell the task of growing meat. The fertile black dirt farmland running up and down the Platte got covered up with people, their driveways, and their cat. And them that lived in cities saw no use for Sandhills land, so the cattlemen and cowboys come up north to try their hand. They treated her with reverence and learned what Indians knew, that it cannot take abuse because she's fragile through and through, and they learned a crucial factor. To keep them cows alive takes more than snow and sunlight. It takes water to survive. So they dug their dainty windmills and pumped life out of the ground. It allowed the cows to flourish, so the people stayed around. Then little townships prospered, and you could see by now they've built a whole existence upon the humble cow. From Thedford to Hyannis, from Valentine to Rose, across the sandy country where the prairie grass still grows, you'll see those man-made daisies, silhouettes against the sky, their steel petals gleaming on their stalks 18 feet high. On Nebraska's Highway 20 or State Road 83, there's a million cracking windmills standing proud for you to see. They represent a people and a land they're living in, the lifeblood of the Sandhills, spinning freely in the wind.
Hey, that pretty aptly describes the people and the Sandhills both. So I'm going to give you a few more of those little incidents of why things are called what they are, I guess. So why is, why are people in the public eye said to be in the limelight? Because in 1825, limelight was used in lighthouses and theaters by burning a cylinder of lime, which produced a brilliant light. In the theater, a performer in the limelight was the center of attention.
How interesting.
Yeah. Why is someone who is feeling great called on cloud nine? Do you ever wonder about that?
I haven't. I just, you say these things and you don't even think about them.
Types of clouds are numbered according to the altitudes they attain, with nine being the highest cloud. If someone is said to be on cloud nine, that person is floating well above worldly cares.
On cloud nine.
Yep. And in golf, where did the term caddy come from? Golf season's coming up. When Mary, Queen of Scots, went to France as a young girl, Louis, King of France, learned that she loved the Scots game of golf. So he had the first course outside of Scotland built for her enjoyment to make sure that she was properly chaperoned and guarded while she played. Louis hired cadets from the military school to accompany her. Mary liked this a lot, and when she returned to Scotland, not a very good idea in the long run it turned out to be, but she took the practice with her. In French, the word cadet is pronounced cadet, and the Scots changed it to caddy.
Well, that is very intriguing. I bet you could get everybody's attention at dinner tonight with that tidbit.
That's right. One more of those. Why are many coin collections jar banks shaped like pigs?
Piggy bank?
Piggy banks, yeah. Long ago, dishes and cookware in Europe were made of dense orange clay called pig, P-Y-G-G. When people saved coins in jars made of this clay, the jars became known as pig banks. When an English potter misunderstood the word, he made a container that resembled a pig.
I can definitely see that, how that happened. Absolutely.
And now you know, because you are listening to The Good Stuff.